Our special guest this week is Ross Donovan, who last weekend at the Waterfall Trail Running Festival smashed out a new course record in the 130-kilometer race. Let's hear all about it. Ross Donovan, new record holder of the 130K race in the Waterfall Trail Running Festival. Ross, you're very, very welcome to the show. How's your recovery going, mate?
Yeah, going very well, going very well. Kept moving all week in work, so, you know, it helps. It helps.
Super. And Ross, tell us, it's such a spectacular race down there that Simon and his team put on in Waterfall. When did you realise that you are going to get the win and even a fantastic course record as well? I'm not even too sure if you were aware that the course record was going to be smashed or even what it was, if that was a target. But when did you begin to realise that it was going to be a special day for you? And dare I say it, Ross, the best result of your career to date?
Yes, you would be correct in saying that. Yeah, no, it just went really well, I suppose. I was feeling very in control the whole day through the night. I suppose in the past, I'd say in a few couple of races like Kerry or maybe Barra way back, I've been guilty of, you know, like many do, I just get too excited maybe, and you go out way too fast, and then, you know, kind of the shit hits the fan, and you're not very in control maybe for the second half of the race. And I think I paced it very well. And yeah, it was comfortable the whole time. So I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed the last lap, you know, just as much as the first one.
Yeah, it's three laps, isn't it? And so did
it
you
is.
Go into the last lap in the lead, Ross? Were you in the lead from what?
Yeah,
point
so
in the
myself
race?
And Owen were in a, there was a group of say six or seven of us until we hit the climb up to Eagles. And then myself and Owen kind of went off ahead. And I remember Sean telling me all the time, like, you know, just don't be going out in front. Don't go too fast. And I realized I was out in front, but I felt fine. You know, there was nothing. My heart rate wasn't spiking or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we were together, I think, for a good two laps on the course. And then I think we came into the aid station back in Waterville. And I just made it very quick. I was in and out in a few minutes, I think. I think he was there for maybe 8 or 9 minutes, I heard. And I think I took that chance then just to kind of push. And Paddy, one of the lads from Cherry Orchard, kind of just gave me a heads up that if I wanted to do it, it was then. So we kind of
Hey,
just
super.
worked hard on that last lap and just don't think he caught me again then for the rest of it.
Yeah, and it was a good, what, 40-minute gap or so by the time we got to the finish line. A brilliant race, and Ross, sounds like you executed it superbly well. For the listeners just that don't know the detail of the race, it starts, I think, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you would have finished at around 7 p.m. on the Sunday, I think, after the Saturday afternoon start. What's it like, Ross, running through the night there? Because 15 hours, so you've got the whole of Saturday night, Sunday morning to run through. How do you handle the night running? It's something that I've never done.
Yeah, no,
sure
I don't
if I'm
mind
having
it, to
a
be
good
honest.
sport or not.
Yeah, I'm fairly comfortable in the nights, to be honest. Like, I've done the Kerry now a couple of times and Barra. And like I said, in the past, done a lot of camp and hill walk. And so, fairly comfortable running at night. I probably was beneficial down there because it was so warm during the day. So, you know, once the sun went down, like, we got a bit of respite. If we had to do those two second loop in the heat, you know, possibly a third, would have been a different story altogether, I would have said.
Yeah. If you can, Ross, can you describe what that course is like and Waterfall? You know the Kerry Way well now. You've been down there racing a couple of times, I think, with the Kerry Way Ultra, and down in Waterfall this time. Can you try and describe to us what those trails down there are like? I was down there once before, and it was just a beautiful spot.
It's a big variety of stuff, especially on that loop. Like, you know, you start at the beach there in Waterville, you have the bit of mountains over Cumacista down into Derry Nan, there's beaches, rocks, then you're back onto, you know, trails up a ramp all the way up to Eagles, and then the other side, like the lads who run the BMF there in the winter down that far side of Eagles, I can only imagine what it's like in the depths of winter. But we were blessed down there. Now we had a good dry spell before the race, so it really did help the time massively. You know, it was fairly runnable most of it. just really helped us kept moving, you know.
You've had 2 seconds in some of the big trail races in Ireland, and with the at the Glendalough Tucker Trail, the Bear Away that you mentioned back in 2023. That was the first big win, Ross. And how did that feel over the last couple of days? How has that settled? Are you full of confidence, raring for the next one? Are you delighted with the win and hoping to push on again?
Ah, yeah. Well,
How do you take the
we're
win
going
feel?
back down to Barra now. Myself, the girlfriend, and the dog are off on Wednesday, so we're back down there for the race on Friday. So she's been very good over the races I've done. She's always been at every cruise stop, so I have to say,
Wow.
credit to her.
What's the distance of the next one? So what's the distance of that race?
So that's the 100 miler. That's the 160 down in Barra now. The Barra Way, the
Wow.
Emma race.
Wow. So you're going again for that, some
Going
turnover.
again, yeah. Best and worst idea I ever had, but the body feels good, to be honest. So I'm looking forward to going back down and racing now.
Yeah. Well, Ross, tell us, what are the secrets to that success? What are the secrets to be able to knock out a 130K, take the win, and have the mental strength, the mental enthusiasm to go back down and do it all again? Because I think, a lot of people might, have a race like the Waterville race, take the win, use that as a bit of a peak for the season, then back off, maybe go again in the late summer, but you're going straight into it. How are you staying healthy? How have you built up the strength to be able to get through two big races like this?
A mix of a bunch of stuff now. To be honest, I just wanted to do the two races when I heard about the two of them. So I just thought, why not? If it's doable, well, I may as well just go for it. Like I said, work helps. Like, I mean, I'm doing a strength session nearly every day in work, and then I'm coming home and I'm doing my runs. I eat well. I'm asleep by 9 o'clock, you know, and up the same time every morning. Pretty strict on that.
Wow,
And
that's impressive.
just generally look after myself, you know.
Yeah, I'd say that sleep routine helps a lot. What time do you get up at? If you're going to bed at 9, what time are you getting up
Oh,
at?
I'm up at 5:30, 6 every morning nearly.
Yeah, but geez, you're still getting a good 8 hours sleep, which,
Yeah.
so important.
Big time. I think
Yeah.
Leanne was on before. She was talking about how much sleeping she does, and it's true. Like, you know, it's the magic.
Yeah, sure. Every weekend over, the winter into the springtime, Ross, are you doing all day sessions in, I think you're based around Dublin, Wicklow area. Are you
Yeah.
doing big sessions? Oh, sorry, not sessions, long days in the mountains every Saturday, every Sunday,
Yeah.
or how
Like, I
does it
think
work?
now in the 4 weeks there leading up to Waterville, I think I was averaging about 140 maybe a week, with varying amounts of elevation. And I was just trying to keep that mileage high. You know, it's hard with the physical job I have, to do much other than, you know, getting in and getting out the door and just trying to put some miles down. So it's really just stacking kind of mileage when it's coming up to races for me.
Yeah, are you
And
having
then
any intensity, Ross, to those sessions over the course of the week, or is it all just, time on feet, time up in the mountains,
it
lots and
is
lots
there's
of
a
top
few I
end
mean
zone
I,
too?
yeah I'd keep a few of them flat and go down around the local parks and just have it, you know, increase the pace for those. But other than that, it's pretty simple. You know, it's either a big long days in the hills, or I'll go out and just maybe do one or two slow or fast flat sessions a week, you know.
Okay, super. And you pretty much, I think, Ross, came in straight away into the big distances with the, was it the Maurice Mullins, the 80K back in 2023 is one of your first races that are certainly coming up on when I go to look at your results online. Did you start off at, with 5Ks, 10Ks, any cross-country racing, or did you just go straight in
Zero,
to the
yeah.
big
No,
ultras?
I just kind of, yeah, I heard about the races. I couldn't tell you from where. But I just heard about the IMRA setup, and then I heard the Maurice Mullins was coming up. I think it was a few months after I got the smell of it, and I signed up for it. And that was, yeah, it was the first kind of first race, really.
Really,
I
the
couldn't tell.
8K was wow.
Yeah. I didn't I've like other than a 1500 maybe back in school was the only other running race I've done. I did a Dublin marathon now, I have done a Dublin marathon,
Yeah.
but in terms of trail running and ultras, it was the Maris Mullins and then Beara and then the Kerry Way.
Yeah, and you came in, I think, with a top 15 run that day in the Maris Mullins, 13th out of 41, as a debut over the ultra distances. So not a bad start.
Not bad.
What type of time did you do in the Dublin Marathon, Ross? Or was that just to get it done, like a lot of people do? Or did you treat
Oh,
it
I think
as a
I was at
competitive
3 hours 20 minutes or something the year I did it, something like
race?
that.
Okay, so that shows that there's talent there. There was talent there without maybe focusing too much on it. Hence, you can see how you've moved through the ranks so well over the last couple of years on the mountains, maybe.
Maybe so, yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. Ross, I believe you've signed for a new running club. You're the super new signing of a certain club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it was well, me and Sean had chatted about it a couple of times. I actually know the lads from the running club years. I used to own a small coffee truck that operated down beside the sea here in Dublin, and they used to actually pass me every other weekend, big group of them, and they used to buy all the coffees, all the cakes, and all the rest of it. And I actually know them originally from there, and then through the running I kind of circle back around and I've gotten to know them again. And I mean, I spend a good bit up in the hills with Sean and Philly from Cherry Orchard. So it just kind of felt like the right thing. And the lads are great. Like, they had my back down there in Waterville in terms of crewing and stuff. You know, my girlfriend's been at every other crew stop at every other race. So she unfortunately couldn't make this one. But the lads were great down there and, you know, got me in and out.
Yeah, I remember. I think we actually had Sean Meehan, just for the listeners, and we had Sean on. I think it was last year, after he got a win down in Waterford as well. He came on and he spoke to us on the podcast, and he was great. And he did speak about that camaraderie in the club, and how the Cherry Orchard lads were there cheering him on, and they inspire him to do such great things.
Yeah.
It seems like a
I got
good
the full
crew to have.
Sean Meehan show pony treatment there the day before the race. It was good.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, tell us, Ross, after the big win there last weekend, what are your plans going forward? Would you like to continue to make an impact in the Irish racing scene, and perhaps even maybe thinking about abroad as well?
Yeah, I haven't thought too far ahead, but I mean, you know, for the me, like, we're going to Barra on Friday. I think I'm gonna do the Tucker Trail. Then there's Kerry. I'd love to do the Ecro Trail this year. I've missed it the last 2 years, and
Yeah.
because it's kind of a local one around here, it'd be good to do. But my girlfriend's from Croatia. I'd love to do Istria maybe in the near
Yeah.
future,
Sure.
and I don't know, go from there.
Yeah, super. Maybe two or three quick fire questions before we go, Ross. Your
Yeah.
shoe of choice for racing dodges there. What shoes were you in there last weekend?
I was in the Tecton X3s, but I've been in everything. I was using the ASICS, the Trabuco Max there for the last few, which were great as well.
Okay, super. Gear of choice. What kit do you have on you? Any nice fancy jacket in the
No, I have a Mackinac.
backpack? And last one, nutrition of choice as you're going through the Kerry Way on your way to victory. What are you getting into you?
I've taken a liking to those precision gear now, which is great. I find it works for me,
Yeah.
and just heaps of bananas.
Really,
Yeah.
yeah. Fantastic, fantastic. And maybe last one, best recovery tip, seeing as you've put in such a good recovery this week and you're going again now for the 100 miler. Best recovery tip.
Scalding hot bath and a load of ice cream.
Yeah, and lots of sleep.
That's it, yeah.
Listen, Ross, thanks a million for coming on. You don't have the coffee shop anymore, no?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Not unfortunately
That's a pity. That's a pity. That's a pity. Well, she
enough.
definitely needs a good carpenter, and they can maybe get in touch. So, and listen,
That's it.
we look forward to following your career over the next couple of years. And I'm no doubt, well, I'm sure we'll see plenty more podiums across the country, and maybe even abroad made as well. Ross, congratulations on a super win and a new course record last weekend down in Waterford.
Thanks very much, John.
Super. Okay, that's it, mate. Take care.
Brian out.
Well, there we have it, guys. That's a wrap for this week. Thanks to Rennie for his contribution, as always. And thanks a million to Ross there for coming on. And congrats again to Ross on the win. And indeed to all the runners and all the organisers and all the team down in Waterfall on what was a very, very special weekend of trail running. As Simon, I believe, said, they're not trying to be the best or the biggest in the world. They're just trying to be the best that they can be. And they certainly do that year after year now. Guys, we're looking forward to seeing you all in action again next year down in Waterfall. A special good luck as well to all of the teams, the team captains, the team volunteers, and the race organizers for the upcoming Wicklow Way Relay next Saturday, the 17th of May. 8 legs, 104 kilometers, great competition up front for the win, and great crack all throughout the field. It is the Grand National of the Irish Mountain Running Racing Calendar. Book it in, everybody. Everybody, get your running gear on. Let's go.